Welcome to Monday, the start of the working week, family. Great to have your company. The Big Juice and I driving you home for the next 2 hours. Murph at the wheel, so anything could possibly happen. Hey, let's take a leaf out of 36ers coach Joey Wright's playbook. Get your mouth guards ready. Pack one, because it's going to be a big ball-tearing show. Lock in 5-10 right now, family. Bruce McAvaney, Andrew Jarman, two SA icons go mano a mano, one-on-one, talking about their passion. Horse racing. Cannot wait to hear it. Looking very excited as I welcome the Peter Moody lookalike. Andrew Juicy and Jamie. G'day, Juicy. Nice hat.
G'day, Louie. Good to see you, Louie. G'day, Shawnee. Hello, Adelaide. Nice to be here on a Monday. Gee, Lou. It's an exciting week for South Australia and Australia because the GGs.
The horses.
The horsey horsies.
They're on the track. Melbourne Cup tomorrow, of course. Derby Day on the weekend. And it is the Spring Carnival, and the best of the very best are out in action. And we're going to treat for the family. Jars and Louis Melbourne Cup sweep.
Stop it.
We're going to do it throughout the show. We're going to ask for calls. Call through. Get yourself onto that list. And then a little after 5:30, we will draw out and do the sweep. Yeah. Allocate names to horses. How's this for a prize pool? 300 for first.
Yeah.
$100 for second.
Yeah.
50 for third. And if your nag runs Stone Motherless, you pick up 50 as well. How good is that? Outstanding work by our team.
We look out for the family.
We rattled that together this afternoon once I came up with the idea, which should have come up about a week ago. We're very good at that. Murph's looking awfully sharp, so much so I think he's programmed a song
to
really get him up and going today. Nice.
You look like Blondie with that gear on.
Is that magenta?
Blondie.
Is it magenta? What are we running with today, Murph?
I'm not sure. It's sort of a mauve, is it?
Mauve.
The cerise colours.
Sean Craig Moe.
Something else. Duck Club today, of course.
Right.
The Duck Club hotline. Can't wait to hear what's on that.
Yeah.
8299-8091. Not too late to purge. Get yourself in there or dob in.
And you know I've got some names. Oh. I'll be exposing some individuals in district cricket too.
Never seen such the level of research that has gone into this work by the Juice.
Yep.
Right, so Duck Club, Jars Gun for hire as well. If you don't know, his cricketing services are up for grabs. That's coming up after five as well. But I think it's time we put guards in, got ourselves ready to rock and roll. Talk about the Melbourne Cup
next.
What do you reckon, Pete?
Yeah, let's go.
The clock tower, you reckon?
Yeah, let's roll up.
Can we take a photo of his cap?
Absolutely.
Let's get
posted online.
Yeah, Twitter.
G'day, Redbacks update quickly, Juice.
We're 3 for 211. We're 188 runs in front, Lou.
Ferg,
102.
It's the rush hour on Triple M.
The next billion seconds are the most important in human history as technology transforms the way we live and work. The smartphone, barely a decade old, has given billions access to information and capacities they've never had before. It's changing what we can do, and it's changing the shape of the future. So what does that future look like? Hi, I'm Mark Pesce, the host of The Next Billion Seconds, a new show on Podcast One. Join me as I speak to some of the brightest minds shaping that world, the people who are spending their lives forming that future. We'll hear about their work in helping shape those next billion seconds. Listen at podcastone.com.au. or on the Podcast One app.
Bruce McAvaney is going to be on the show live at 10 past 5 with the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Day 3 of the Shield game. Redbacks taken on Victoria. Juice, a score update, please.
Yes, we're currently 3 for 214, Lulu. So we lead by 191 runs. Callum Ferguson's 103 not out.
Yeah, well done,
and Jake Lehman, 68 not out, and putting his name up in lights with the Australian selectors.
It certainly is, and isn't it intriguing on a day where Dennis Pagan suggested the downturn of his coaching career is the day he selected his son to play at North Melbourne. Baby Boof putting some pressure on the old man to put him in the van, and maybe imagine that. How proud would you be as a dad?
Oh, mate. He'd be emotional.
Would be great stuff.
And our state would be very proud of him too.
Absolutely. And not before time, trying to get a redback, or as I call him, a daddy long legs. Nice to see they're playing like redbacks today too. Into the side, or as a huntsman. What did I settle on? I can't recall.
I think it was daddy long legs.
Yeah. Just a mix, depending on
where. Oh, no, you had that wacky spider. What was that? Oh, I can't remember that.
Yeah, anyway.
So you've got some sort of ridiculous idea about
Melbourne Cup tomorrow, okay?
Right.
Race that stops the nation. Will be watched and viewed by close to nearly 700 million people around the world. That's how big it is.
Okay.
It is massive. It is. Okay. I think it would sit comfortably in the top two or three of our sporting events, would it not? AFL Grand
Final
and the Melbourne Cup. Yeah.
Am I? Yeah, you're not far off.
13353 Twitter, if you want to beg to differ.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, and given the festive nature of the Cup, Mm-hmm. When are we going to make it a national public holiday?
Well, I don't think we should.
Because the Melbourneites get one. No. All right. And so much so that a lot of businesses now have taken this stance and that they get their employees to take a leave day on the Monday and turn it into a four-day weekend.
Right.
So no one pulls in and calls, because so many people were doing sickies in the first place, Jar, getting through to it, that they've seen common sense and sort of they've gotten ahead of the curve and said, right, let's just make it a public, take that day off as an annual leave day and let's have the public holiday. I don't get why we've not embraced it as a country and just left it for Melbourne because the race is in Melbourne, because no work will be done here after midday tomorrow. They'll all roll on
but
down.
But not everyone follows the horses.
It's not everyone works.
Not everyone will stop and watch the race, Lou.
Yeah, it's not the point, though.
I don't agree with it. I don't think just for a two-minute race we're going to need a national holiday. I don't agree with it. It's just my opinion. It's not a two-minute race.
It's an actual day. It's a day off. I mean, and there's so
we all stop and watch the race, don't we? That's two and a half minutes.
There are so many breakfasts. There are so many events on. There are events right around our great city tomorrow that do wonderful things for charity. It would make life so much easier in terms of raising the cash and getting people to be able to attend these things by actually having the day off. It would be a really proactive day off.
But it's no longer an Aussie race anyway.
It is, though, mate.
No, it's not.
It is, just because the international raiders come
along.
There's
about 11 horses. Yeah. Last year, there was about 17.
It was actually less this year.
Oh.
Good old Lloyd, our man Lloyd Williams, who's battling for a buck. He's got six in.
Yeah.
You know, he thinks we should have one.
With respect to Lloyd, absolutely, but I wouldn't like to see one. We have enough holidays.
Not every pub, do we?
Oh, absolutely. So, state and national. We have.
Do you reckon?
I think we have way too many holidays. I've always banged on
about
this.
We've been through this. We're way short. We're way
compared
short.
Compared to other countries?
Yeah, around the world. I did a study on it. Remember, India are up to about 22.
Right. Yep.
We're somewhere down in the teens. We've got the Greens who are trying to get in Queensland at the moment, trying to get an extra four annual holidays in.
Stop it.
Trying to get elected off the back of four extra public holidays.
They wouldn't know what was left or right. And
I've already ticked the box.
Who have?
I have. For the Greens.
No, we don't need a national holiday for Melbourne Cup, Lily. Melbourne have it. That's where the race is. Good luck to
them. This is the whole point. The race is far bigger than Melbourne. It's world, right? So it's Australia-wide. I get that Melbourne have a public holiday for the grand final because that's where it's happening. But see, that should be that Monday. We get it here. They took theirs on the Friday. That's a cock-up of the greatest order that there's ever been.
I agree.
It's a national sporting day. The Melbourne Cup. Okay. We all should be off it, regardless of whether you follow horse racing or not. Celebrate something that is so great, and that is an Australian event called the Melbourne Cup. Have the day off. All right? Because people have a punt who never have a flutter. People get involved, they stop and watch, and nothing can get done. So why not cut your losses? And if you want to work, by all means work. But call it a day.
1-333-53 is our number. Give us a call.
You want to go and get some validation from the family. You're dressing like Pete Moody with your little hat on, thinking you're Arthur, out of Minder.
He's not a bad bloke.
All right. You're thinking you've got a little bit of Cockney in you, and you're looking like a horse trainer, and then some. All right. And now you want to get...
Come on, family, come on board.
A little bit of backup.
Come on.
From the
Hazy,
phones.
Come on, let it up.
Tell you what, I'll take it.
But no, it shouldn't happen. All right, that's just my feeling.
No, the hypocrisy of you suggesting that we have too many public holidays is outrageous.
I banged on about it last year. You know, I like us to keep working.
You don't even work.
Quality. Neither do you.
I actually do. That's why I want more public holidays, so I have an excuse not to come in here.
Give us a call, 1-333-53 is our number.
Didn't think we were taking calls. Public holiday for the Melbourne Cup. I want one. Pete Moody, lookalike Andrew Jarman, says no. Let's get to the phones.
Scotty, g'day, Scotty. Yes or no?
No, definitely not. I think if we have it a national public holiday, it just gives them...
Oh, I dropped out, Scotty.
Oh, it would have been beautiful.
Just before the coming to the punchline too. Nice.
Stevie of Craigmore. G'day, Stevie.
G'day, mate.
Yes or no, Steve?
No, because I don't reckon it's a good enough excuse. We don't even have a public holiday for Remembrance Day.
Yeah.
Damn good call.
You'd have me on that one, mate. I would go for that. Absolutely. Good call. Thanks.
Brilliant call.
Pen, what do you think? Penny, yes or no?
No. I run a small business, and the cost to small business to have another public holiday is way too high.
All right, Pen. Thank
you
very much.
Good on you, Penny. Well, a bit of a snapshot.
With you, mine, and their votes, it's you're in front, 3-2.
Anyway.
It's like a plebiscite, isn't it?
Tell you what, I might have to email it out.
Ha 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 ha. Righto.
Don't forget your chance to get into the Rush Hour sweep too today.
Yeah.
First prize 300, second prize 100, 50 for third and 50 for last.
Duck Club next on Triple M. Andrew Charman, Dale Lewis. The Rush Hour, Jars and Louis on Triple M.
Spend more time putting pads on than you do at the crease.
He's got him first ball.
It's time to face the music.
LPW first ball.
On the Rush Hour, it's time.
He cannot do anything right with the bat.
For Duck Club.
Five ducks in a row.
Yeah, it's been pimped up for the summer of 2017-18. We've got an open line, a Duck Club hotline, 8299-8091. We'll play some in a moment. Calls coming through thick and fast, Juice, but you've had your finger on the pulse.
Yeah, Lou.
I like to look around the district, Grade, don't we? Mm. You just see who's not getting the job done, but you've got a nice message of hope for those out there. The boys who got named and shamed last week.
Made runs.
Well done.
Well played, boys. Well done. Can I start off with our GM, James Pedersen's two sons,
yep.
Hamish and Lachlan, who play cricket for the Prospect
yep.
District Cricket Club under 14s, both made ducks.
Oh, dear.
Both made ducks. And one of the boys playing the pitch.
Oh, hello.
Now, that's not on.
No.
That Pedersen family need to sit down and have a real good think about where they're going with their cricket.
You know where I'm thinking maybe a quick trip to the supermarket, pick up a bottle of Johnson & Johnson, no more tears.
12 ducks on the Saturday, Lulu, in district cricket.
What is that now? Is that 27 in the opening
27
2 weeks?
And for that round three game, because it's Saturday. 27.
Wow, busy.
Now, Glenelg Cricket Club had four ducks on the weekend. Now, Daniel Clark,
yep.
Craig Dand, and Matthew Pace Walmsley's first game, and William Bowring. Ooh. Now, we need to get, you boys need to ring now.
Get lead the way.
Don't be sookie la-la and hide behind your coffin.
You're going to play at the top end.
Absolutely. Adam Summerfield from Teaktree Gully made a duck. Southern Districts, they had six ducks.
Oof.
There's issues down there at Southern Districts.
There's a farm.
Brendan McCormack, back-to-back ducks, Lou. Three ducks. I don't think he'll play A-grade next week. I'd drop him. Huey Stone, Tommy Hines, and Aidan Zammit. So you blokes think you can just go on with your business and your work and your family life and not get exposed.
Now, but you know the problem with them, and this is what they don't take into account.
Mm.
They're taking that attitude, that naught mentality, that duck-type mentality.
Go,
to work and to home.
Yeah.
By not purging, they're living with it.
Correct.
And what it does, it breeds upon itself. Those guys who are getting back-to-back noughts, that's your own fault.
Yeah.
Get in and purge or get named and shamed.
Absolutely.
And then get it out there.
You're a disease.
Breathe it out. At the moment, you're breathing it in.
Yeah.
All you're doing is breathing it in.
Well
said. And you're affecting others.
You're correct.
Your family.
Look at you. Yeah.
Where's your love?
Yeah.
And your workplace.
Yeah, your pride.
Oh, dear.
Prospect Cricket Club.
Yeah.
Trevor Keane, Callum Cook, and William Daniel.
Oh.
You know, you blokes think you could get away with it. Oh, I made a duck. I'll go and have a frothy at 6 o'clock. No. Now, let's just go to a culprit down in the sack of lower grades.
Before you get to that, here's an idea.
Oh, yeah.
Should you be barred from froths if you get naught?
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Or shout the bar.
Shout
your mates.
Yeah. Now, they think we ignore the lower grades.
Yeah, no.
They think we take the eye off the ball. But a bloke from the Adelaide Cricket Club called Cameron Bullard.
Oh, bully.
Bullard. B-U-L-L-A-R-D. He's made three ducks in a row.
Back to back.
You better ring now, Cameron. And if you've got mates listening to this top-rating sports show around the country,
name him.
Text him now and get him on the phone.
Now ring and give it to him.
Or to be ashamed of yourself, Brendan.
Hey, that's great detective.
Cameron.
Sleuth. Well done.
Right, Lou, what have you got?
Well, obviously top end of town is where we like to start, Redbacks, and we've had some great support. And this is what worries me about the district level. Look, if we can get the pros calling in.
Yeah, true.
And purging.
Yeah.
Surely we can get them. Obviously, we had a couple on the weekend, our boy Chatty Sayers and Frankie Worrell.
Oh, no.
And brother of Aaron, who featured last week so heavily, liked his tweet, did this one, said, Triple M Adelaide at Chatty Sayers 27, do you have the Duck Club hotline on speed dial?
Oh, as a beautiful son.
Well, Chatty can't call today. He's obviously in action.
But
would be expecting a call on, the catch-up, which is tomorrow, isn't it? When we do the last chance to purge.
Yeah.
Very nice. Couple on the hotline right now. Player Murph.
My name's Stephen from the Hope Valley Cricket Club. Andrew Stewart. You got a nice 20-minute, 30-ball duck. Looks ever so good doing it, but again, it's still a quacker.
Yeah, g'day fellas. Sean from the Wollonga Cricket Club. One day comp 3 weeks ago. First game back. Golden duck. LB, fired out by my teammate. Thanks.
Andrew Stewart, a 20-minute, 30-ball duck. is there a worse guy?
See, they're going back 3 weeks ago.
See, it's good.
It's the guilt that has just kicked in.
It'll make you sick.
I'm telling you.
If you don't get it off and get it out, it'll make you sick.
I'm telling you.
Good purging. Our number, 133353. Don't worry about the hotline. If you didn't get to it, 8299-8091. Call us right now. This is where you show some clumps.
Yeah.
Right now. 133353. Give us a call. Purge. Dob one in. Duck Club. She's open. Family, give us a buzz.
It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Here they come.
Yeah.
Jars and Louis, the Rush Hour on 104.7 Triple M with Bruce McAvaney coming up at 10 past 5.
Yeah, right now, though, Duck Club is in session. I'll tell you what, haven't they come through thick and fast juice at the moment. Let's get to the family on the phones. Head out to Wollonga Cricket Club first up.
G'day, Corey. How are you, mate?
G'day, boys. How are you, all right?
Corsa, we're good. Who are you dobbing in?
Our opener, the Chad Franchessini.
Oh.
We rock and rolled Norlunga for 130.
Yep.
Had 15 overs to face Saturday afternoon, and he just thought he'd rock back and punch her off the back shoe through the covers and nicked off to gully.
Oh, Gornski. How many balls?
There's about 3 to 4, I think. Wasn't many.
Oh, jeez. That's a little aggressive early.
You know, 15 overs. Just stick around. Value your wicket. Don't be selfish, Chad.
He's got sprints this week, boys.
Corsa, what sort of soul is he like once he's out for naught?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a the toys come out of the pram.
Yeah. It's going to be a long week next week, isn't it?
Well done, Corey.
Mate. Thanks, boys.
Cheers, mate. Good luck. Let's go. Mitchy of the Nan Cricket Club. G'day, Mitch.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Mitch, you're naming and shaming.
We had James Smith, former Redbacks cricketer, part of the NCC on this season, and second ball, Duck Boys, when it mattered most. The two openers couldn't quite get done. James there, part of the early as well, and we're in a bit of strife early on for about 6 or 60-odd as well. So.
Oh, dear.
Did our boy, Shawnee Tate, make some runs there, Mitchy?
Not too many, boys, but enough.
Oh, dear. So, Smithy, was he a little bit too much swagger, dropping down a gear or two?
Thought he was vivid.
Oh, he'd given it a big pump up during the week on social media, boys. Cool. So not much follow through there. Talk, and walk the walk.
Yeah, very nicely
James
done.
James Smith, eh?
Thank you, Mitch.
Andrew of Anglevale Cricket Club. G'day, Andy.
Yeah, g'day, boys. How are we?
This is good. This is a purge.
Yeah, it is a purge. 3 weeks ago, third ball duck, opened the batting.
Yep. What sort of number was it?
It was just a block. Straight to first slip.
Oh, no.
Did it move at all or just played inside the line, Andy?
Yeah, straight inside the line. Gentlest of feathers straight to him.
And you walked.
Couldn't have given him better catching practice.
Nice. Well, better late than ever.
Can I have a prize for Andy, please?
Absolutely.
I love it when they dob themselves in.
Yeah, Adelaide United tickets taking on Newcastle Jets. That's going to be one game, isn't it? Cooper Stadium this Saturday. Tickets head to adelaideunited.com.au.
Right. Tell you right now, this show, it's almost Jars and Louis and the Sayers brothers. That's how big they're becoming right now. And joining us right now, Chad obviously playing in Melbourne at the MCG, but Aaron joins us as a welcome.
How you going, guys? All right?
Champ.
Mate, well, just before the break, those who missed it, I read out your tweet, re your brother. Do you have Duck Club hotline on speed dial? are you waxing ducks, you too? Are you?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was pretty quick to dob me in last week, wasn't he? So I thought I'd get back on him. He got a nice little dish of karma, didn't he?
Yeah. Now, that's a public tweet. What about a private text? What sort of numbers have been going through to your brother?
You know, there's a little bit of banter here and there, but he generally texts me his excuse for why he got out, and it's always someone else's fault, as always.
Now, as out of you two, and answer this honestly for me, who is the better bat?
I dare say myself, obviously,
Good boy.
And what's your average running at compared to bros? Yeah.
Sorry?
Your average. What are you averaging at the moment?
At the moment, a solid 6.
Oh, jeepers. Oh, no. So, we'll have to replay this to your brother when he's back.
I'd still say they'd be higher than Chad, though.
Yeah, no, it's a fair call.
All right, mate.
All right. Great to talk to you.
Well done.
Thank you very much for alerting us to the brothers' ineptness.
Good on you, lads.
Good job, champ.
We've had a couple more come through on the hotline as well. Jars, I'll get you to explain this first one once it gets through. Murph, fire them off.
My name's Jack Ramage, and I was the one that made the two ducks. And next week will be better, probably, hopefully.
That is his young dad, man. Yeah, his dad sent you an email. Yeah,
last week from the Ramage Building Constructions. He whacked his own son. Yeah. I love that. Well done, young Jack. He fronted up.
He's confident that hopefully not next week. He won't be in it. And finish off with one more, Murph.
Just dobbing in a teammate of mine, Andrew Stewart. Made a duck last week against Ross Trevor in the A1s and then proceeded to get a duck this week against Paynham. So that's two on the trot.
Andrew Stewart.
Two on the trot.
Andy, our phones are open until just before six.
Absolutely.
Anyone else?
Cameron Bollard, I need you from Adelaide Cricket Club.
Get in now. Yeah. Get yourself.
Don't hide, Camo.
Cut loose. Otherwise, there's the duck line catch up, which is tomorrow, but that's almost too late. It's too late.
Brilliant.
Bruce McAvaney going one-on-one with Andrew Jarman just after 5:10. It is Jars and Louis, though, the Rush Hour, 104.7, Triple M.
Yeah, it's a square up from earlier in the year where I went one-on-one with Bruce, and in fairness, we love Bruce. I had to step aside and let Jars get back and get his quality time with Macca because, and it's outstanding too, 5:10, lock it in, two SA icons talking about the thing they love most, horse racing. It's going to be gold. Redbacks update, please, Juice.
Yes, sir, Lily. We're 3 for 261. Lily? We lead by 238 runs. Ferg's 129 not out. And young Jake Lehman, Lulu, 88 not out.
Oh, baby Boof going for double tons. And Ferg in his 100th Shield game.
Brilliant.
Nice to see. Stone's throw. I'll be jumping tonight, Ferg, down
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
On a Monday. All right. Rugby League World Cup. I know it's a little bit foreign and off the radar for us here on the Rush Hour here in South Australia, but I think this will get your attention. Anybody else think this is funny? Scotland's Johnny Walker was booted off and out of the World Cup and off a plane for being too drunk.
No.
I'll say that again. Oh, no. Scotland's Johnny Walker, was booted off a plane for being too intoxicated. I mean, what do you expect? Let's be honest.
Johnny.
Is it time to redo the ads where he's walking and just making a little sideways?
And from Scotland too, Luke.
What do you expect?
Where's my bagpipes when I need
them? I want to meet his dad.
What would his dad name be?
But I want to know
his name be on the rocks.
Is he a black label, blue label, red label man? What is he? What was he on? What was his choice? God, I hope he was drinking the product and not something else. he might have been kicked off because he was drinking the wrong stuff. bringing shame to the family.
Oh, Johnny Walker, please. Jeez. It's just like Parlour being kicked off the plane.
Yeah, it is. In what way?
Well, if his name was Parlo.
Yeah, because that's such a common name.
Do you want to play a song?
Yes. He's a golfer.
Leave the funny stuff to those who know how to do it.
Pale ale.
Yeah. Nah, keep going. Got any more? We've got time.
It's the Rush Hour.
Thank God we don't. One 3353 is the number. Quiz with no name coming up very soon. If you want to play, dial that number right now. Free of charge, we're going to give you a few tips on how not to play. Let's go back to Friday. We had our good mate Paul, or as he likes to be known as, Gully, playing it. And here is a little short, sharp course in how not to play the quiz.
Here we go. How old is Rory Sloane, Paulie, or Gully?
I don't know. 28?
Gully.
Pass it.
You got 4 water masters.
Pass.
What was the score last night in the NBL clash between New Zealand and Adelaide?
I know they lost by 4 points.
Going to need the score, Gallic. Use one.
Yeah, 83 to 79.
Use one, I said.
They're Automasters.
Which sample team does draft prospect Dom Barry play for?
Say that again, sorry?
Just say Automasters.
Automasters.
All right. So for those who missed it on a Friday, we roll the dice and we do the multiplier. We rolled four. So we had 4 Automasters up his sleeve. Now, it was one of the most ordinary performances we've seen for a long time, but he redeemed himself at the end, Gully, because he donated the $50 he won to a men's health charity. And we matched his 50, so we've given $100 to Movember, the changing face of men's health. So redemption came in a really nice way at the end, but geez, up until then...
It's a train wreck.
And he got a lot of feedback on Twitter, that one.
He did too. But quality, mate. Well done, Gully.
Who knows what happens today. It's coming up next.
Bruce McAvaney straight after that.
Adelaide icon Bruce McAvaney not far away to talk Melbourne Cup. We've also got Jars Gun for Hire. Explain more if you don't know about that. And we'll be drawing our Melbourne Cup sweep. So don't go anywhere if you're in the running for that. We'll give you another chance to get into it as well. First prize, $300. Second, $100. 50 for third and 50 for last. Nice. Hey, if you've ever wondered why Tim Cahill still plays elite football at his age of 37. Have a listen to the dedication of what he's doing to try and get right to take on Honduras in the opening leg of the World Cup qualifier.
I've had 20 years' experience of injuries playing at the highest level, and with injuries, you can speed the process. Even when I'm walking in airports, I'll have ice packs on my ankle, and then on the plane, I'll have my own ice ankle machine. It's whatever you want as an individual and what you can get from your own obsession of wanting to be a part of it.
Had two of his own physios working for 48 hours prior to boarding that flight, on top of what was being done with the doctors, with the Socceroos. Dedication to the cause, knows what it means,
yeah,
knows where it's at. Even just being there, I think, would be a massive help. Yeah. Just a true out-and-out pro. Cricket score, please, Jars.
Yes, Luke.
Baby Wolf's missed out.
Yeah, he did. He's out for 93, Lulu. But Ferg's still 134 not out. We're 251 runs leading the Victorians, who we're now currently 4 for 274. So if we can get 350, 400, we'll get this.
Well, a day to play tomorrow, and you never know. A bit of reverse swing, and Chatty Sayers going berserk and doing what he does best, nice. Other than bat, might be all right. Time to do this.
The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name. Yeah! Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
60 seconds of absolute mayhem is what it's come down to. The quiz with No Name. 10 questions, 60 seconds. An Automasters lifeline to Juice. Who is lucky enough to be playing for $1,000 cash today?
Well, we're going to go down to Wollonga and say hello to Jamie. G'day, Jamie.
G'day, guys. How you going?
All right. Beautiful part of the world. Jamie, where you live?
It is. God's country.
60 seconds. An Automasters lifeline. We played a pro tip prior to the 5 o'clock news how not to play it. Are you all set?
I'm all good. Ready to go.
All right, mate. Good luck. Here's Juice.
Thank
Here
you.
We go. How many Redbacks score a duck in the first innings against the Bush Rangers?
Two.
Which Northern Queensland team defeated Adelaide Lightning yesterday?
Dandenong.
Name the horse that has been scratched from tomorrow's Melbourne Cup.
You shot the barman.
How much does it cost kids to go to Sunday's International Series game at Adelaide Oval?
Hopefully free.
How many changes that Port Adelaide has made to its AFL playing list, Jamie? How many?
How many changes? Pass.
Name the A-League team that defeated Adelaide United on Saturday night.
Perth.
Which NBL coach was ejected from the court on the weekend?
Joey.
Who won the latest NBA game between Cleveland and Atlanta?
Pass.
Which Redback scored a century on Saturday against the Bush Rangers? Which Redback?
Quick. Jakey Lehman.
Which horse is Kieran McAvoy riding in tomorrow's Melbourne Cup?
Quick. Red Carnival.
Yeah, and how many changes have Port Adelaide made to their playing list?
Automasters.
Yeah. He knows the gig.
Jeez, he was going all right.
Yeah, it's just stalling for too much time. It's nice. It's an incomplete scorecard, though.
Anyway.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct.
Pretty sweet effort. Sweet effort there, Jamie, from Wollonga. Okay. The other one you passed on, who won the NBA game between the Cavs and the Hawks? Atlanta.
Is it Cleveland? Oh, rather. I would have been wrong if I guessed.
That's all right. Now, this is the one that'll get you a bit, and if your mates are listening, they might just keep with you for a while. Which Northern Queensland team defeated Adelaide Lightning yesterday? You went with Dandenong.
That was North Dandenong. There it goes for a fair way up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Dandenong's just on the outskirts of Melbourne.
But yeah.
Hey, $80 coming away. Jamie, thanks for playing.
Guys.
Well done,
Appreciate
champ.
It.
Great effort.
I was ringing for the sweep, so it wasn't bad. It was a good bonus for $80 there. So
absolutely,
good on you.
Mate. Right, great work. Everybody else, it is back again tomorrow. We're going to talk. Joey Wright, a question in there about sort of getting ejected from the game.
Wasn't a good look.
And a little statement about pack a mouth guard.
And just in case we get any complaints, I was a bit generous with the last one. The guy said red cannibals, and it's red cardinals. So,
okay.
If you don't need to explain yourself.
Oh, no, we always get complaints on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, honestly. Jeez, you're tight with the money, Randy.
He actually gave it away.
Turn this up, please.
Pete Moody.
Yeah, mate.
Bruce McAvaney next. Two men, one destiny, or should I say passion? Melbourne Cup, of course, tomorrow. You can catch all the action on Seven's coverage, live and free, tomorrow from 10:30. So what better way to sum it up and get the heads up on it than put Jars and Bruce McAvaney together in the same room and see what happened. Here's the chat.
the Melbourne Cup. How would you describe tomorrow's Melbourne Cup for the Australian punters?
Well, it's the race that stops the nation, Jazz. And look, it's a great field. It's a tricky one. Yep. Lots of international horses, 11. A couple of big profile Australian horses, all the right trainers, lots of great international jockeys. So I think of all the Melbourne Cups over the years I've seen, this is up there with one of the better ones, and it's going to be a tough race to win and a tough race to pick, but the excitement's enormous. It's the race has still got all the romance that it used to have, yeah. And it continues to grow and, I think, enchant the nation.
Brucey, Al Mandon, the top pick, is that the one you're going to go for tomorrow?
Look, it's not Jazz, and not because he's not a good horse. He's a great horse. Yeah. You know, he's a Melbourne Cup winner who's in good form, and he's got a very, very, very famous jockey who's been trying to win the race for 20-odd years, yeah. Frankie Tottori. Mm. He's got Robert Hickmont, and he's got Lloyd Williams. So he's got a lot of things that tick the boxes. But the one thing, it is so difficult to win consecutive Melbourne Cups. Only four horses have done it. Yeah. Maccabi Diva, the most recent, Rain Lover, Think Big, and Archer. So they're the four that have actually won in consecutive years. So it's history's hard to beat. You know, 156, 7 years of horse racing, and 55 have tried it and four have done it. So I'm just going to put him into about fourth or fifth place, as good as he is.
So who do you like, Bruce? Who tickles your fancy in tomorrow's big race?
Jazz, a lot, unfortunately. But look, I'll give you the three or four. So the one I'm picking is number five, Marmelo. Now, Marmelo's an English horse has done most of his racing in France. Yeah. He won a very important race in France before he came to Australia, a race that's been won by other Melbourne Cup winners. He's had one run in this country, and he ran in the Caulfield Cup. He got a long way back. He flashed home, was just back me in the Melbourne Cup written all over him. Yeah. He's got a great Australian jockey. Mm-hmm. He's got Winks as jockey, Huey Bowman, who hasn't won a Melbourne Cup, mm-hmm. but he's certainly good enough. So yeah. He's my number one pick, number five. Yeah. Now, my number two pick is three, Humidor.
Yes.
Humidor's the horse that gave Winks the big fright in the Cox Plate. Mm-hmm. Blake Shinn's won a Melbourne
Darren
Cup.
Weir.
Absolutely. Spot on. And the third one I'm going is number 20, Wall of Fire. Now, Wall of Fire is ridden by Craig Williams, who's won everything in Australia except for the Melbourne Cup. An English horse. I love the run in the Herbert Power Stakes. So this race was the week before the Caulfield Cup. He flashed home and ran second. Two of the last three Melbourne Cup winners have actually run in this race. So I think it's a good form guide. So my numbers are 5, 3,
and 20.
And 20.
What form do the international horses bring in tomorrow, Bruce? Is there, you know, I know they take a while to adjust and acclimatise. Is there one that really just stands out that may be a smoky for us?
Yeah, look, Jazz, so you've got two sorts of international horses. You've got those that we've seen race in this country this time. So they are, including my selection, Marmelo, including my third place, get a Wall of Fire. Yeah. And you've also got Wicklow Brave, who ran, and another horse called Johannes Vermeer. So four of the 11 have already had a start in Australia this year. So you've got that group, and all of them have run well. Then you've got seven horses.
Yeah.
We've seen a couple of them before, but we haven't seen them this time. So it's so tricky. Now, their form is strong. You've got Tiberians, won 4 out of 5. You've got Red Cardinal, who was a Melbourne Cup favourite for a long time. You've got Max Dynamite, who was second in the race a couple of years ago. You've got Thomas Hobson, who won at Royal Ascot this year. They're just a few of them. So, look, collectively, they are a very, very strong group of horses. But what I've done, Jars, I'm sort of going for the ones I've seen. Now, six international horses have won the Melbourne Cup. The first one was in 1993, but that was the only one of the six that won the race without having a run in Australia that spring. So I'm sort of saying to myself, okay, of the internationals, I'm going for the ones that have already had a start, not those that I haven't seen.
Right, okay. Lloyd Williams, Bruce, before I let you go, believes the Melbourne Cup should be a national holiday. What are your thoughts on that old lordy boy?
I'm biased. Look, it is a holiday in Melbourne. Should it be nationally? Well, it sort of is anyway. I mean, a lot of people get together and, go to a pub or you know, have a sweep. So, look, we've got the Adelaide Cup in South Australia, so it'd be pretty tough to have two public holidays for a horse race. But, look, I think that it is, in many ways, Australia's day. So I'm in favour of it, but I'm biased. For me, it's a holiday anyway. So, I reckon he's onto something there.
Mate, have a great day tomorrow. Thanks for your time. I know you've got to jump on a plane and really appreciate it, mate. And have a marvellous day and hope you get a couple of wins.
Good on you, Jazz. You too, mate. Always good to talk, mate.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. There he is, the great Bruce McAvaney. C7's coverage of the Melbourne Cup, live and free, tomorrow from 10:30 a.m.
Oh, nicely done, Juice. Very nicely done. I didn't notice you didn't take him to task on the national public holiday.
No. It's Bruce McAvaney.
And where was that Farlap's better than Winks conversation?
Yeah, I completely forgot.
Where's
if you were with me, mate, you would have just given me...
Because Lawrence says on Twitter, you know, listen to Jazz, it's Winks round two. I love hearing Jazz shoot from the hip when he has no idea what he's talking about. Mate. That's, of course, the public holiday.
I don't.
All right. No, very nicely done. I tell you what, one
good
all
man,
with Bruce. Who gets him next time?
Hey, you got him.
Do we toss the coin?
No, oh, no, you have him.
No, well done. Great work.
Don't forget, if you haven't done it already, download the Triple M app onto your mobile phone. That means you can listen to Jazz and Louis anytime you want with a catch-up. And, of course, it is Jazz and Louis right now. The Rush Hour live on 104.7 Triple M.
Tough doubleheader for the 36ers across Thursday through Saturday. Second leg was against Melbourne United in Melbourne, and Joey a little excited and frustrated all at the same time. Juice, here he's asking the ref to give him a tee and in the end be shown the door.
Mike, give me a tee.
Oh my goodness. Joey Wright screamed in his face, give me a tee.
See you later, Joey Wright.
He is out of here.
Yeah, ejected. I'll tell you what. You got to love that. You love the passion.
It's great for the game.
And he fronted up to the press afterwards, and here's what he had to say.
Look, I just, you know, I'm passionate about the game. In the first three quarters, we only shot 12 free throws, and after I got ejected, we shot 14 in the fourth. We got some good guards. These guys got to bring it. If they don't bring it, we're pretty deep. We got a strong squad.
Touch of Marshawn Lynch there. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah. He's passionate.
Today's paper says pack a mouth guard. Pack a mouth guard. This brings back memories.
For you and me.
Oh, how many times have you heard that?
Yeah, bring it.
Final thing after a Saturday loss. Pack your mouth guards, boys, by the way, for Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, this is just outrageous.
And don't be late.
Hey, do not be late. Pack your mouth guard and get
ready
to rock.
What was your worst experience?
We did a thing one night called the Colosseum, and it was known as the Colosseum of Death. And I reckon I'd been up there, I reckon, probably 2 weeks. And a couple of guys slept in the Page Brothers, and they shared a house with three other guys. Kid Holdsworth, Sanford Wheeler, and Dion, oh, I can't remember Dion's last name, Blinder, he called himself because he always played. How'd you go? I had a blinder.
Yeah.
They left the house without waking up the Page Boys, the two Sackey brothers.
No.
And Cole Kinnear, who was coach at the time, had just said, threatened that if anybody misses training on this occasion, well, it's game on. Mm. Well, the game on was the entire list. So at that point in time, reserves, and that's a total of around about 50 blokes, all in a big circle. And the Page brothers took one in a time. So the big sack went in first and went one-on-one with the entire circle. So ball get thrown in, have to compete, get it back, next bloke in. And then little Sacky, it was his turn. Now, blokes were cherry-picking them off the side, just coming in and going bang. It was one of the ugliest things I've ever seen in terms of physicality dished out to individuals. And I tell you what, boy, they were getting spun and just smacked the life out of them. It was crazy stuff. That was my eye-opener.
Did it work?
Well, we win that year. So they won seven or eight games.
And the boys fronted up for training
on
time.
Put it this way, not too many blokes were late after that some time. Mm. But a fair way to make a point, I could only imagine it happening today, like not ever.
Mm.
You had any big days where it was
we had a drill called the Malachi Brothers where it was two on two.
Yeah.
Up and back the oval, and it was brutal, and no rest, and it was like a Tuesday night at Max Bashir Reserve, 3 degrees, cold, got belted, and nasty stuff. Couple of injuries out of it.
Oh, I always corridor of death started at half
corridor
back.
Corridor death.
There was witches hats that led to the 50 meter line.
There you go.
4 on 4. And what would that ball thrown in? Ball, last touch out of play, bring back in.
No one could shoot until
you're all past a certain point in thingo. Yeah. And if you kick too early, you win again.
Bad gagging.
And it was just a bit about belt the crap out of each other.
Yeah, we used to do that at Nord.
And the worst one I ever saw, and it was Gary Buck and Ara style, and it was funny. It ended up being quite humorous, but not at the time. He took them and we were going terrible. It was in the middle of the back-to-back-to-back run.
Yeah.
At Spoons. he took him out into the parklands. And I was injured that day. I think I'd rolled an ankle playing on Alan Jakovic at fullback. And so we'd finished and we were in our civvies sitting in the ladies' stand at the SCG looking out the window. And the boys finally came back after just doing all this running through the parklands, commando crawling, scratching all their thighs through glass and needles and God knows what. And a young Anson Brownless, who was a nephew of Billy, went to leave early, thought, oh, stuff it, I'll nick off home. Yeah. So just as they're coming back to the SCG, sticks his head out onto Driver Avenue, which you sort of see when they all come in for the cricket. He looks to his right and goes all clear to the right. And as he's about to go left, here's a group of 35 blokes come jogging up with Buck and Ari out the front. Well, Bucky goes into an absolute screaming rant. He's one of your teammates. Yeah. Letting you down.
Oh, no.
And so then Anson sort of skulked back in towards us and come running back in and said, Bucky's here. They went and ran around the oval for another 20 minutes in the dark, pissing down rain. Up in the air, down on the ground, up in the air. And at this point it dawned on us, and then the group that were inside was Dennis Carroll, the skipper, Barry Mitchell, EJ Whitten medalist, myself and about seven or eight others, Mark Bays, a few other boys are all in there. And we realised, we looked and we go, hang on a minute, that the kind of form Bucky's in out there, and he sees us with wet hair and civvies on, we're going to be in all sorts. Yeah. So a snap decision was made for us to get downstairs into the gym.
Yeah.
So picture this. We're in the gym, wet hair, civvies, dressed here, pretending to do exercise.
In civvies.
We're all dressed. So no footy gear to be seen.
Yeah. Right?
And it's freezing cold, and they've been out, and they've had the life train out of them. Yeah. Some of them are hanging on just for dear life. Well, you could hear all this banging and making all this noise, and all of a sudden, Buck and Nara came down to the gym. And he came in and let fly at Buffy and something about leadership at Mitch and everything else. And then I was in the corner with David Strooper, a good friend of mine, and I was on a sort of a vert, sort of a 45-degree bench, pretending to do single arm curls.
You're doing the arms.
In my tracksuit and my windshader.
And your hair's still wet.
And my hat and my wet hair. And I'm curling away. And he's just yelling. And I said to Stroops, is he coming our way? He goes, yes. And he got closer and closer. He said, you.
Yeah.
You. Yeah. Yes, this whole training session was just for you.
And what'd you do?
And I looked at him, mate. Yeah. He goes, and you, where are you? You're hiding in here with mates.
Yeah, there you go.
And then all of a sudden he left and he was spitting everywhere as he often did. Then Buffy Carroll, this is where he showed great leadership. Yeah. He said, boys, get the F out of here. And we're gone.
Rush Hours, Melbourne Cup Sweep.
Yeah, Jar's doing his best. Pete Moody in here, master trainer. David Hayes sitting next to him. That's Murph, looking very sharp too there, mate. We are running a Melbourne Cup sweep, and our phone number, if you'd like to be a part of it, 133353. Call now to get yourself in the running. We'll draw names and horses out before the end of the show tonight. First prize, $300. Second prize, $100. Third prize, $50. And if your nag runs last, $50 as well.
Nice.
Pretty handy.
Yeah.
Prize pool of $500, just out of thin air today.
Well
thought we'd give something back to the family. Call right now, 133353, if you want to be a part of Jars and Louis' Melbourne Cup sweep. Ferg going big in the Shield game. Juice, what's the score?
He's 140 not out, Lulu, and Alex Carey's 8 not out. So we're 5 for 298. We lead by 275 runs against the Victorians, Lulu. Yeah.
Tommy Cooper run out by Maxwell for 12. A gun for hire. Up next, we'll get an update on where Jars is at.
It's the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M. Triple M's Rush Hour with Jars and Louis.
Cricketing greats over the years.
Bradman remains this generation's number one bat.
Lily.
And Lily again breaks through.
Warren. And Jarman. Andrew Jarman. Gun for hire.
No, he certainly is. I think we'll play that too when he gets to the top of his mark.
I'm getting excited.
Saturday, 18th of November, if you'd like Jars to be part of your cricket club and come along and just deliver on the world's biggest stage, well, get to our website, triplem.com.au. Still not too late to get involved. Plenty of entries coming through, Juice, and would appear the Rose Park Cricket Club. The five guys have set ones in separately. Yeah, they are desperately after. They need a bit of exposure for an old but small club. I think Jars would enjoy playing with us, especially on our home ground at Houghton Oval. His appearance would be the highlight of our first season in the Torrens Valley Cricket Association. Another couple of ones coming through. Woodville South, Rapid Bay. He suits our game style. He's a larrikin like us. We don't mind a beer or two either.
Nice.
Light Pass Cricket Club. Yeah. We've got a T20 against Echunga at Echunga number 2, possibly the smallest oval in the land. So he won't struggle too much with fatigue. See, I'm loving the considerations. These guys, they know you inside out.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Right, for those who don't know where this is at, the big fellow, of course, unbelievable gift. Very much Gary Sobers-esque when it comes to his ability with bat and ball in hand. And it was often a choice had to be made between cricket and football, and the gift went football. But let's be honest, he's got a gift when it comes to cricket. So much so, he found the whites last week, found the coffin, got dressed, Yeah, did a little bit of quick bit of visualization. Correct. In front of the mirror, batting, bowling, just mostly big shots, care,
yeah,
corner,
yeah,
top
absolutely
of cover, all that sort of stuff.
Reverse sweep, yeah.
That real windy stuff,
yeah,
that we love.
The, yeah, the entertaining stuff, Luke.
Absolutely. And then, of course, just held it up, felt the seam in hand once again, because haven't played for 12 months.
Nah,
just got a bit of a feel for the weight of it.
Mm.
So tell us the latest update today. You've been back in the harness.
Oh, well, today grabbed a cricket ball and I just went down to the net and I bowled six balls. That's it.
Mm.
So just to get my rhythm, the last two hit the target. The first four, I was I just down leg side and I was angry at myself.
Yeah, but that's just.
But yeah, you're right, Lou.
It's just cool.
Left arm was up high.
Up, yeah. Did you put the two bob bit just down where you wanted to land them?
Yeah, just outside off
like
stump.
Any good fast ball.
Nice little bit of a way swing. So tomorrow I'll just extend that to maybe two overs.
Mm. What sort of run-up were we working on?
Oh, we look, between 6 to 8.
Mm.
I always bowl into the breeze, so my offside field will be stacked.
A bit of beefy both.
Yeah. Anything down leg side, don't bowl cricket. Don't bowl.
Don't play.
You're letting your club down.
Don't play.
Anything else down that leg side, and I'll go off if I see that happens, if I'm playing.
Is there a liking? I know you got great experience on the turf.
Mm.
If you were to get the hard wicket?
Look, I've got no experience playing on hard wicket, to be quite honest, really.
Because it'd be hard to bowl in sprigs on the hard wicket.
I've got no experience whatsoever. So, but that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But still happy too if the
absolutely
right club comes along to put on. Put on the flats and just go for it.
We're just getting into that. Yeah, so.
Did you.
I'll do some yoga tomorrow.
Yeah, good.
Just to focus, get my back right. And
close on.
Yeah.
You often used to talk to Ross and Tom.
Mm.
When you got a moment or two, did you have a chat with the old kookaburra today? Just sit down and just feel it and summon up the spiritual being that it is? When will that happen?
That'll probably be Thursday, Friday.
Did it all? How did it feel today when it was just a little bit?
I felt a little bit funny in the hand.
What about when you just rubbed it down?
Shine on me plums?
Yeah,
not too bad.
Down the driveway. Was there any, just a flick on the big
Nah, it's just
rear?
The backside. Just get one side shiny. So.
Yeah.
And then I just worked on my fingers, just those six balls just. Because, I like let my fingers do the talking with the ball.
I mean, the hands. Let's talk about the hands. Probably should have been insured back in the day. All right.
So we're on our way, Lou.
Gun for hire.
Okay, mate.
TripleM.com.au. Not too late to get involved, I tell you what. I think we're going to announce next Monday. So you've got the rest of this week. Give
Luke.
Us your reasonings. That's the key.
Yes, nice.
Make yourself stand out. Talk about fatigue. Mm. Talk about
everything,
rhinos. Yep. Talk about energy.
Yep.
Talk about just whipping things up into a frenzy. Talk about Sir Isaac Vivian Richards.
Mm.
That will get him over the line, that sort of stuff.
Because we're going to be there cooking a barbie.
Beers.
Barbie.
And buzz.
And it'll be on, and we'll probably commentate the game, won't we? Sean, will you come down?
Yeah, absolutely,
Right.
Why would you commentate when Jars will do it all for us in the field?
He couldn't, yep.
Do you need to know names?
Not really, Lou, because everyone will be a champ.
Would you prefer name tags?
No. actually, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. I mean, have you
heard? Actually, there you go. That's a good idea.
Have you heard Kenny's done that for Port Adelaide this preseason? Asked for the guys to wear name tags. 11 new faces.
Don't forget, Roo and Dits are looking for South Australia's worst snorer. So if your partner's really bad at snoring and you want to legally and immorally record them snoring tonight, get that audio and then send it through to this address, snoring@triplem.com.au. Rush Hour right now, though, with Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Maz might have a point.
No.
No.
Correct, mate.
Don't worry, I can get going too. Don't worry about
it's
that.
All good, mate.
Absolutely. Jars and Louis Melbourne Cup sweep. We are doing it right now. We've done the first five. They have their horses. Triple M Twitter, where all the names and horses and the relationship goes. All right. If you don't hear your name called out, that's where it'll be. $300 for first place, $100 for second place, Jars, $50 for third, and $50 for last.
Well done.
Righto, Paddy Stanton, what horse is Paddy going to get from Balaclava?
Wall of Fire, number 20.
Ooh, nice work, okay. Paddy. What about Kathy Pogus from Virginia?
She's got number 9, Max Dynamite.
Ooh, I like that myself. Benny Lowick from Seton. Ben, sorry if I got your name wrong, but Benny Lowick from Seton.
19, Single Gaze.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Chase Rayner from Seaford.
Number 10, Ventura Storm.
Nice, nice. Bradley Evans from Dernicle.
Brad. Number 8, Bondi Beach, Lou. You've been there a few times.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, with your guns out.
I used to have the guns speedos on, amongst it. Brian. I love this one. Brian. Brian. Remember Commonwealth from Port Nolunga, I reckon it is. What's Brian got?
He's got 16, Galenti.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice one, Brad. Yeah. What about Adam Lewis? Lulu, no relation, from Mount Gambier.
He's got number 13, the Big Doke.
Oh, I reckon, gee, if that's
the
not,
Big Duke.
Big Duke. If that's not an omen bet for the jar. Yeah.
Give you love John Wayne.
Yeah. I do. I watched him all weekend, too.
Julie Brunette. So did you work out what we talk about from Salisbury? Julie Brunette from Salisbury. What's her horse?
Number 17, Librum.
All
right. Librum.
Choco Williams from Mawson Lakes, Mark Williams.
Yep, number 14, US Army Ranger.
Stevie Boy from Goolwa Beach.
Yep, he's got number 18.
Yep.
All right, Lulu.
Who's that?
Lulu, that's Nikita.
Oh, good TV show back
Nikita,
in the day.
Nikita, Lulu.
What about Paul Townsend from Prospect?
Paul, he's got number one, Hartnell.
All right, I tell you what. Anybody else finding this ripping radio?
Yeah, no, it's good. Who else?
Baz Smith from Burton.
Baz has got number two, Al Mandan.
The juice. Yeah. The juicinator. Nice work. Timmy May off the short run. Buying Timmy a bit off spin from Redwood Park.
23, Amelia Starr.
Oh, I've got that in the house sweep here at work.
Yep.
Mel Robertson from Kilburn.
Number three, Humidor.
Ooh.
Oh.
Just wonder if three beats two, what do I get in two versus three? Because that's the personal race in here, isn't it?
Oh, well, we didn't
like Humidor's had a great preparation. Jamie Mara from Wakery.
Number six, Red Cardinal.
Ooh, nice. Andy Toper from Albert Park.
He's got number 22, Rekindling.
All right, too. Yeah. And Sue Dunn from Valley View. Sue.
Number seven, Johannes Vermeer. Vermeer.
Yeah. You spoke with Bruce about it earlier during your turf talk segment.
Yep, Johannes Vermeer.
Johannes.
Yeah, Johannes.
Oh, I was about to say, how good is his pronunciation been? It's been phenomenal.
Last one, Luke.
Do you know Afrikaans?
A little Afrikaans.
Yeah, exactly. We should be down to one left. I've got one name left, and that is...
Number four.
Johnny Perini from Findon.
Yeah, number four.
Yeah, which is?
Tiberian. Is that right?
Hang on.
Tiberian.
Tiberian.
Oh, I got, mate. I got 90.
You did really well right into the end.
As you know,
well
done,
Peter Moody. Well
done, Pete. Anyway, good luck. Hope you get the winners, family.
Check it all out on Triple M Twitter if you missed out or if you were in the running. All right, check it out what horse you've got, of course, tomorrow. $300 to the winner, $100. Murph's in charge of getting us on time and online.
Yes.
2:30 the race out time.
We've got a live on Triple M tomorrow.
Excellent. Outstanding. Apologies to the Twitter family. Some red hot tweets that were coming through. Loza had a couple of teammates from Paynham, wasn't it, Jar?
Yeah.
Paynham Cricket Club, would I need to out Lachlan Jacobs and Angus Crouch.
Yeah, Duck Club.
Who are just embarrassing the cricket club, according to Loza. So that is it. And everybody else, we'll get to them tomorrow, but some great tweets coming through. What about some Splash Illawarra this week, lads? Think we all remember how last season ended? Joey's a chess master for what he did.
Ooh.
All right, done and dusted for a Monday.
Good
Thank you,
family.
Everybody. Well done to all the Duck Club people who purged
and
called on through. You get a second chance, Tuesday, to get in on Duck Club.
Best of Ruined Dits and Jars and Louie. The Triple M catch-up is coming up next.